watch from, John, you'll see me at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Please look in there and you'll find lots of history on how I've got to this present stage in history. And I give you quotes from the big boys themselves, the big authorized authors that tells you where they're taking us. You can also get free transcript downloads in different languages from my other site, alanwattsentientsentinel.eu. Make use of them. They are free, and who knows how long they'll last? I don't know. After looking at the bills that were passed last week on the confiscation of all properties of anyone dissenting against this agenda, then I don't think we'll have too long to continue with this present type of talk. They mean business. If you look at all the laws being passed worldwide, but mainly in the United States, the States is always ahead of everyone else. If they introduce just a fraction of them into reality, not just on paper, it'll be 1,000 times worse than Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. This is a psychopath tyrant's dream, this particular type of society under total control. How easily it was given up. How easily it was given up. All you have to do is spoil one generation with lots of credit, easy credit, and tell them to dance and play forever as they grow up, never mature, just one generation. And all the battles of the past that people fought for, including the right of privacy, including the rights of privacy and security in your own home, are just washed away so easily. Hardly a murmur from the public, because each one thinks, well, it won't affect me. When the big monster starts gnashing its teeth and chomping away, it might start off in the Middle East, but eventually it works in a circle right back to you. And that will happen, because this war is a war on the whole world. It's a war upon every culture and every people on the planet to change it all under a brand new system, a scientific dictatorship. The same scientifically led dictatorship that Aldous Huxley talked about in his talk at Berkeley University in the 1960s. And I have it on my site if anyone wants to look in and listen to this man talk. Huxley even cracked some jokes in there. If you're not intent on listening to what he's saying, you might actually like the man. But here you have a top interbred psychopath calmly talking about a scientific dictatorship being able to rule the world forever. He saw no reasons why it couldn't or shouldn't, because it would control the minds of the public. He even tells you the elite's reasons for doing so. He said, well, most people aren't happy anyway. What's wrong with controlling them? What's wrong with drugging them or controlling their minds through electronic means or others? Remember, this is the 1960s. And I hear a spot of music coming up, and I'll continue with this after. I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadmiller. And I'm going through some of the techniques and sciences which are used and have been used on people the world over, but mainly in the West, more intensively certainly in the West, all of our lives, not to mention inoculations, which had rather nefarious purposes and not the purposes we were told about. A long time ago, the elite talked about ways to bring down the IQ levels for particular people during a phase of great transformation of society. They didn't want bright, intelligent, well-educated people, fit and healthy, to go through a transition phase. They would stand up and rebel against it. So they figured out ways to dumb them down. Inoculations was a favorite discussion in the big kill off those cells in the brain, you wouldn't need those particular years of self-survival or preservation, because the state itself, and these are from their own words, the state would be making all important decisions for you. You wouldn't need it anymore. That's what's been happening. If you look at the inoculations that children get today, and then 2 days later, a day later, they're given a tremendous fever. The fever is based in the head. It's the head where the inflammation occurs. It's in the brain itself. If the child recovers, it's lost quite a few of its gray matter already. And then you have the problems with attention deficit, or the variations of the strata of attention deficit disorder, which is only variations of autism itself. Autism being the worst type. That's all. Variations of the same thing. And every doctor in this beautiful system is trained in his own generation with new statistics, new theories, to believe that this is all normal. So normal that it takes many years for GPs to figure out, simply by seeing the children come back in the state they're in, that the inoculations have anything to do with it. We are living in very bad times. Very bad times where a pathocracy of psychopaths, interbred, powerful families, dynasties of them, rule the world. We are living in their system. This system of money and debt and taxation is their system. They own the entire system. And shortly they will come out and admit this, because they have no opposition. When they come out and admit it, and they tell us to give up the last vestiges of any kind of freedoms, they will actually ask us to be reasonable about it, to see their point of view. And lo and behold, you'll be shocked to find that many people you'll know will agree with them.